Welcome to Your Business, Your Life with Matt DeFrancesco, your personal financial technician. Whether you've had years of success in your business or just starting out, Highlift Financial can help you create a vision for your business, life, and family, and align these for generational wealth. So as they say, what happens in your life affects your business. And now, on to the show. Hello, and welcome to Your Business, Your Life with me, Matt DeFrancesco. And today we're going to talk about spouses, that integral part of our relationships. And, you know, it's interesting because I think I get a whole plethora of different types of shop owners that come to me. Some are very independent shop owner. He or she just works in the business themselves. Spouse has nothing to do with it. And in other cases, I've got ones that work together. And I think it's really important that we make sure that we start to align the spouses as far as when we're looking at building value and putting a transition plan in place. There's a lot of different cases. And I think probably the easiest way for me to explain this is maybe to just give you some personal stories of different clients that I've worked with. And because there can be a great diversity in all these aspects. So, you know, I have one where the shop owner, he's basically, it was his shop. Wife really just, didn't really do much. I think she came in and cleaned. That is really about all she did. But she was pretty much a stay-at-home mom, raised the kids. And at this point, the kids were grown. They were working in the business and she was taking care of grandkids. At that point, he did have his sons in the business. And there was a big disconnect between the two because the wife kind of expected that the kids were going to take over the business. But the husband who was running the shop was not comfortable that they had really kind of grasped, like, were they really ready or were they really capable or were they really willing to run the business? And he had a key person, a key guy in his business who was just sharp, on the ball, was ambitious, wanted to take the thing over. There was some conflict that was involved. And it was really important that initially, I was talking with the husband who ran the shop, and I told him, I said, you know, we really got to talk to you, bring your wife in on this. And he was really kind of hesitant because he didn't want the conflict that was there. But eventually, we were able to get them together. There was conflict because she fully expected that the kids should be able to take over the business, that they were entitled to do this, and this was their right. And, you know, we kind of had to talk her through that maybe we'll see how they grow into this, but we've also got this key person too that is ready and willing. And as we've developed the plan, we've kind of worked through some of these things and she's more on board with this. But again, without having a knowledge of how the business works, it made it very difficult. So typically, like in this case, I like to bring in the wife and start to get them up to speed. And sometimes I get pushback from owners that say, well, you know, she's not involved in the business. She doesn't need to know anything. But, you know, what's the name of this podcast? Your Business, Your Life. And what happens in your life affects your business. And what happens in your business affects your life. And if you're having conflict at home, it's going to affect what's happening in the business. And if business is not running well, it's going to affect what happens at home. So we've got to look at this as a whole. We also got to look at this is that the business is actually part of the family too. I mean, it's probably the biggest asset that shop owners have. And so, you know, again, the business is going to be part of the transition plan. I think it's very critical for the wife to be a part of this. Had another situation where it was a husband and wife were working in the business. Now, the husband has been working on cars all of his life. The wife was doing more bookkeeping, financial analysis. They had a son that was working in the business and the dad was really kind of hard on the son. He was really kind of driving him and the son kind of really wasn't wired with that. There was, you know, the wife was upset about this and it was really, again, I had to really kind of work with both the husband and wife together to kind of, you know, get the husband to understand, let's not put unreal expectations. We got to figure out what's the son's working mode to be able to get him to start moving forward to take over the ownership. And also, you know, get the wife to understand that, you know what, your husband is being hard on him. Why? Because first off, this is his baby. But second, he wants the best for his son. Being a dad myself, I know, you know, we all want the best for our kids, but sometimes we're not the most effective people to do that too. And so that's where it was helpful to have somebody there like myself to be able to help to provide guidance to both dad and son and get them to start working together, but also have the mother involved. So she kind of saw what was going on and she could see the growth and development. And just through kind of seeing this happen, it created much more unity within that family. Another situation, this is a client I'm currently working with where it's his shop. He does this. He's only been married about 10 years and his wife really has nothing to do with it. And really, more of our conversations with the wife is more about the personal vision. And so what does this post-exit life look like? And then also looking from estate planning, making sure that she's properly protected. Because again, if something would happen to him before exit or even after exit, you know, how do we ensure her income? Making sure that she's comfortable with that, that she's on track. So I think it's important for husbands and wives to work together on these things, no matter what your role is, you know, whether you're involved in the shop or you're not, it's important to just kind of come together so that everybody's on the same page, that everybody kind of understands what the personal vision is and why we're doing what we're doing. Are we going to best take care of the family? Because, you know, my tagline is I want to help align families and businesses for generational wealth. So it's not just about the shop, it's about the family. And that's really what my key passion is. We just utilize the shop because it's the biggest asset that's going to provide that generational wealth for families. So really important to have both husband and wives together, no matter where, what your role is. And that's typically how I like to work with my clients. I want the spouse involved, no matter where their role is in the business. Because again, they kind of need to know where things are going. And here's what's interesting. And this is, you know, I'll say this because it's usually the guys who are the hard heads. It's amazing to me how once they kind of go through this process and all of a sudden their wife's in the loop and how that creates security for her and peace of mind. They're like, yeah, you know what? I'm glad we did this. It was uncomfortable, but I'm glad we did that. So anyway, I think it's really important to bring a spouse that's involved. It's really good to have somebody that can help to mediate these type of things, you know, especially when kids are involved in the business. That's a real big help because sometimes having that outside third party can help to, can kind of mediate. And also sometimes that both parties can feel freer talking to a third party than they can to somebody that's very close to them. If any of this intrigues you and you want to have a chat, go to my website, highliftfinancial.com. Click on the Let's Chat button up above. I give everybody 20 to 30 minutes of my time, no cost, no obligation. Just discuss your situation, see where we may be able to help you. And even if we can't, I promise that I'll always get you pointed in the right direction. But I really think that with all the resources that are available through Highlift Financial, that we can help you to achieve the life and lifestyle that you want for both yourself and your family. So anyway, with that, I want to thank you for listening to Your Business, Your Life with me, Matt DeFrancesco. If you've not subscribed to the podcast, please click the subscribe button below. That way, when a new episode comes out, it'll download directly to your device. If you're watching us on YouTube, please click the like buttons. And no matter how you're listening, if you like what you're hearing, please give us a 5-star review. That way we move up the charts and we can get to more people with a lot of the great information that we're trying to provide here. So anyway, with that, once again, thank you for listening to Your Business, Your Life. Take care and God bless. Hey, I really want to thank you for listening to the Your Business, Your Life podcast. If you want to be notified when new episodes become available, click the subscribe button below.
The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of Highlift Financial. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional investment, legal, or tax advice. Always seek the advice of your financial advisor or other qualified professional with any questions you may have regarding your business or personal planning. DeFrancesco Financial Concierge, LLC, DBA Highlift Financial, is a registered investment advisor. Registration with the United States Securities and Exchange Commission or any state security authority does not imply a certain level of skill or training.